Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I am so absolutely jazzed about tonight's show. I am thrilled to introduce all of you to Dr. Melody Ivory. I have had the pleasure of working with her here the past couple of months. And when she and I first met, I knew that we would be doing some incredible things together. What I didn't know was how absolutely amazing she is and how committed she is in helping people all across the globe. Today, I want to introduce you to somebody that is so extraordinary, so absolutely special, that she has taken a commitment to the next level in terms of helping each and every one of us understand what it means to step into your full greatness. And so today, she's joining me here today with a journey that you're going to hear a little bit about. You know, a former professor, a world expert on web evaluation, a poet, an artist, you know, someone that speaks from the heart but has the intellect to let us all know how to take our lives to the level we want it to be at. So when we talk with her tonight, Dr. Melody Ivory, about Step Into Your Full Greatness, we're talking with her about many, many things. One of the things I just wanted all of you to know about was how absolutely grateful I am that she is joining us here today on the show. Dr. Ivory, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. It's so great to have you join us here today.
Well, thank you, Dr. Pat, and it is an extreme honor for me to join you on this journey and to provide value to your listeners and for all the people in the world who want to truly step into their full greatness. So I'm delighted to be here this evening with you.
So let's talk about, you know, and give our listeners a little background, if we could, for a minute. You know, what does your life, or how does your life reflect the moments in time when you have been able to step into your full greatness and the moments in time when you have not?
Yes. Well, I think to be able to answer that question, I want to start by saying, what is full greatness? What do I mean by that in the first place? And I'm talking about the magic of being fully self-expressed in every moment of my life. And I know that clearly. When I, for instance, when I was a professor, you mentioned that I was a professor at the University of Washington, and I loved the job, certain aspects of it, but part of it was I could only express the part of me, mainly the intellectual side of me. And for someone who's a poet and artist and very creative as I am, in my field of computer science and technology, it's very left-brain. There is creativity to it, but it, you know, it meant most of the time I was just doing the analytical thinking and work. And so other pieces of me were not able to function. Now that I've stepped away from that, which I did back in 2005, I stepped away and said, okay, I really want to teach in the global classroom. I really want to develop solutions in the global classroom, not just in the technology realm. So every day what I get to do is do exactly that. Sometimes I developed formulations for teas and aromas. Sometimes I write poetry and perform. I write books. And I get to come onto the show and speak with you. So there's a very big difference. So to me, being in this space of being a personal growth expert allows me the freedom to be fully self-expressed. And whatever it is I feel I want to accomplish, I can just take the steps to get there, bringing all of me to the table.
You know, I love talking with you. Each time I get to sit and have these conversations with you, I learned, first of all, I learned so much about you, but I learned so much about the power of your message. And, you know, today's show, we're going to share what Step Into Your Full Greatness means to our listeners. We're going to actually talk about digging, paving, walking, and being the road. And to get that conversation started, Dr. Melody, one of the things I wanted to ask you about is each of these, digging, paving, walking, and being the road, each of them has their own individual meaning, but together, how do they represent the path to full greatness?
Oh, you know, I love this concept of the four phases, because it really is about the road being the journey and the destination. So when we think about road construction, which we're exposed to all the time, it seems like wherever we want to go, they're always digging up the road, especially in Seattle. I don't know about you, but they seem to always be digging up the roads. I'm like, what's up with this? You never can go anywhere. But what I'm talking about is the process. Most of the times, our efforts fall short when our approach doesn't propel us forward. In other words, it's not what we do. It's how we do it that makes all the difference. And the four phases I'm outlining is the process in that, you know, we need to start by letting go, digging up, smoothing out, getting rid of the rubble that we don't need in our lives. And then we, from there, when we have this level playing field, we can pave it. You know, we need to lay it out. And if you watch road construction, these are the phases. You know, they tear up everything. They pave the new thing. Then people start using it. And guess what? When it comes time to be in the road, you even forget you're on a road. It's just so automatic. You don't even think about, oh, this is a road. I'm driving on this road. Everything's automatic. And so that's the process that I want to follow, and I'm using road construction because I think it's a perfect metaphor for life. It shows us how to do it, and it is the way to do it.
So much of, you know, what I love about this conversation is, you know, given the times we're living in right now, people are looking for new ways, new metaphors, actually, to pick themselves up, to take their, whatever's going on in their lives, and kind of put it aside and know, wait a minute, you know, this Dr. Melody Ivory, she's got something going on, and want to know more and more and more about it. So I want to ask you, how do we get started in phase one, this digging up the road part?
Yes, well, that's, I have a perfect story about that from the sense of the movie. One of the most popular movies of all time is The Wizard of Oz.
No kidding.
Yes, and I thought about this. I was like, oh, my God, I didn't think about this. This is like The Wizard of Oz, right? And I don't know if you know, but they had just released the 70th, you know, it's the 70th anniversary of the movie. So they just released this Blu-ray DVD of the movie just this week, as a matter of fact. And The Wizard of Oz is, you know, it's the number one fantasy movie of all times and one of the top 10 classics of all times. And this movie really speaks to what we are currently going through. So in digging up the road, you know, it's like, how do you know you need to start digging in the first place? And if you look at Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, she was unhappy. She was not comfortable. She wanted to know what else was out there. She wanted to escape her condition. So that's what started this whole process of her, you know, going into the Land of Oz. And the digging up piece, for her, was she had this attachment to her dog, Toto, and because she felt threatened about having to give up the dog, and she was attached to the dog and held on to it, she eventually ended up getting caught up in this tornado that, in essence, kind of dug up the road for her and put it, transported her elsewhere. And in reality, that's often what happens to us. It's some type of something else, because we're so attached to things, and we don't want to let go. We have all the signs we need to let them go. I'll give you an example of me as we were talking about, you know, my transition from academia. I had the signs. I started getting sick. I was stressed out. I even had a near-death experience with meningitis, right? All the time, I knew in my heart that I wanted to be elsewhere. I wanted to be doing something else. Mainly, I wanted to work with people and teach people what I have learned coming from my beginning and my life journey. But because I resisted that, I kept getting all these signs. And then finally, you know, when I had that near-death experience of meningitis, it was like, oh, something has got to change. And that's when I knew, okay, I had either I'm going to dig up the road or I'm not even going to be here to be on the road.
And that, and you know, honestly, when you're talking about that, I'm really struck by that story because so many of us go down that path and
yes.
It shows up in so many ways. I mean, I like the whole, you know, conversation about Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz because clearly, you know, we looked at, you know, this tornado that came through. And what you're talking about is that we get tornadoes in our lives that come
yes.
through and we don't realize that the tornado is helping us dig up the road. And so, you know, when we look at this idea, this beginning place, this digging up the road, how is it we can know the difference between greatness or full greatness? I mean, some of us think we're doing pretty well. We know we want a little bit more, but we don't quite understand what that more is. What is full greatness, and why have you called this full greatness, step into your full greatness?
Well, greatness is what you do. Full greatness is who you are. So we are moving. We have spent a lot of time on doing great things, you know, building new technology, building the biggest buildings, building the fastest cars. We've spent a lot of time on that. Now what people are saying is, you know, I don't want my life just to be about doing. I want it to be more about being. This is the search for meaning. This is the spiritual movement that people are going through. It's about people want to create a way of life. So, for instance, when you do something, you get validation when you do it, and then people move on. You know, it's kind of hard to stay at the top. But when you are being in full greatness, that is your validation every day. You get validation from just how you feel. I'm going to share with your listeners, I asked you, how you were doing today, and you said yummy. And we had a conversation, and a quick conversation about the fact that, you know, yummy is not particularly used to describe how one feels. But when you step into full greatness, you really can feel yummy. Like you feel at home and comfortable in your own body. You feel as if you're doing what it is you're meant to do, even if you're not there yet. You enjoy the process of getting there because where you're going has a lot of meaning for you. You don't necessarily have to get at the destination to enjoy yourself. You can enjoy the journey. And that's not how most people operate. And it's certainly not the way our culture, our work environment operates because of how they do performance evaluations of people. It's based on what you do.
Well, you know, honestly, I mean, I love that you brought performance management up because, or performance evaluation up, but one of the things I don't think the listeners know is, you know, back in my corporate days, I was considered a performance management expert in creating those processes. It's probably the reason that I had to leave.
Yes. Yes.
I want to ask you before we go to break, I want to ask you a question, digging up the road. For those of you just tuning in, you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Dr. Melody Ivory is joining us here today. Her upcoming book, Step Into Your Full Greatness. We're talking about the four phases. You're going to hear what paving, walking, and being the road is about. But before we jump there, a question I have for you. What is the most important thing for our listeners to know right now, most important for them to dig up in order to step into their full greatness?
Oh, we have to dig up. Number one is our process, how we do things. And that's one of the rules for the first chapter, which is change your process, change your destiny. And that's very different from what all the other texts say. All the other personal growth, inspirational books, they say change your thinking, change your destiny. And what I'm saying is that's not true. It's how you do it that matters more.
And we're going to talk about that. I love what, you know, the how doesn't get a lot of airtime, quite honestly, Dr. Melody.
Well, let's give it some time.
We got to give it some time. You know, I know in the work that you do, and I have research that I've done that's won awards that talks about the how being more important than the what. And so when we come back from break, we're going to be talking about the how in paving the road. what is it about paving the road that we do really well? What is it that Dr. Melody Ivory would like to share with us today right here on the Dr. Pat Show? What is it that you're going to learn in this next segment and be able to implement in your life immediately? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for an initiatory journey to Egypt, May 2010. Picture yourself meditating in the Great Pyramid, cruising down the Nile on a private sailing yacht, and exploring ancient temples in exclusive visits. For a journey that expands your consciousness and opens your heart, call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yoga Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yoga Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight. And the yogurt I recommend is Greek Gods Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Do you like where your health and looks are headed? Or are you ready for a total transformation? Your dollars and days off have never been more precious, so why waste them on anything other than lasting, real rejuvenation? Sure, there are expensive spa vacations, and then there's total transformation. Join best-selling author Kat James in a gorgeous mountain setting where you'll learn the very food and self-care principles that transformed her beyond recognition, without self-deprivation. Break free from the food and beauty self-sabotage and spend 5 days with the woman Self Magazine calls a master of self-transformation. You will even celebrate the new you with a world-class makeover and photo shoot. Want a total transformation but can't afford to get away? Attend Kat's teleprogram from your home via computer or phone. Make 2009 your year for total transformation. Call us at 877-54-TOTAL or visit us at TotalTransformation.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and we've got Dr. Melody Ivory in the house and are so thrilled that we get to talk to her about her upcoming book, Step Into Your Full Greatness. One of the things that I love about what she's done is she's given us a blueprint. She's given us a map. The question really is, for so many of us, how well do we follow maps? I mean, how well can we follow a blueprint? Well, in the process, she's also given us some rules, some, let's just call them, some nudges so that we point ourselves in the right direction and we get some guidelines. Dr. Ivory, thank you so much, Melody, for joining us here today. We're talking about, and we just did talk about digging up the road, and now we're going to talk about paving the road. But when you sat down to write or plan Step Into Your Full Greatness, you certainly did come up with a whole bunch of new rules. And as a matter of fact, it's your subtitle of the upcoming book.
It is. You know, I didn't know that going into it, and I started looking at Dr. Cherie Carter's work, the rules for the game of life. You know, if life is a game, these are the rules. And I had a little bookmark from her, met her in person, and I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. And I was looking at those rules, and I was like, I don't think they apply anymore. Things have changed. But I wanted to follow that format, and so I came up with rules. But here's the difference in my rules and what we think of as rules in general. Each of the rules that I've come up with is an invitation to stretch and grow from the inside out. So in other words, they are to empower you, not to imprison you.
Ah. Well, one of the things that, you know, we know about rules is the way we process them internally. And some people look at rules as kind of a way to create discipline, as a way to create guidelines. But I think it's important that you share a couple of the rules with our listeners so that they get a sense that what we're talking about really is an invitation, I believe.
Yes, it is. So, for instance, when we move into talking about paving the road, which is the next phase, one of the first rules that I have is for the first chapter called The Conversation. And that's about letting your self-talk boost you. That's rule number 6, let your self-talk boost you. So when I talk about paving the road I'm talking about is the inner road, not the outer road. So, for instance, when we think about the Wizard of Oz, Dorothy was guided to a road that already existed, the yellow brick road. So one could say she didn't pave the road was already there. But what I'm saying is the road that Dorothy traveled or paved was the inner road. You know, she worked on the courage. She worked on the intellect. She worked on becoming and growing inside out into who she was meant to be. And then she was ready to go back home. And so that's what I'm talking about in paving the road. And that process starts with your conversation with yourself. You know, I like the book The Secret. You like the book The Secret, too, I know.
I do, and I like the film.
Yes, and I like the film, too. And they give you a simple process for being able to use the law of attraction and manifest whatever it is you want. And that process goes like ask, believe, and receive. Now, if you do not have the right conversation about who you are, in other words, if you have a conversation that you're not worthy, you are not good enough, you don't deserve this, what can you ask for? What are you going to ask for?
Well, you're going to argue for your limitations.
Exactly. So that
we all know how to do that pretty well, don't you think?
I think we do. And that's and that's why I start. See, a lot of people want to start with, what they're starting with is asking. In other words, say what it is that you want. What I'm saying is to pave the inner road to your full greatness, you got to begin by changing your conversation with yourself. And if you can't, go ahead, you want to say something?
Well, I wanted to ask you about that because part of this in the paving is, you know, we have to determine, look, how wide is the road going to be? How narrow is the road going to be? How many turns are there going to be in it? And I want to comment on that because I want to hear your perspective. So often we think that we're carving out the road that we truly want to be on. And yet, in the end, we have been afraid to ask for the yellow brick road. You know, we have not wanted to ask for it. You know, so we end up asking for, you know, gravel instead of pavement because that's what we think is going to be the best we can do. And I want to talk with you about that. In this phase, how important is it for us to really shatter our mental equivalent?
Well, it's absolutely necessary. And what I tell people I work with all the time, if you can't see the masterpiece within you, you can't be the masterpiece you're meant to be. And one of the metaphors I use a lot that I absolutely love is Michelangelo and the Statue of David. And when he talks about this piece, which I've seen in Italy, he says that all he did was chisel away all that wasn't David. And that's the perfect metaphor for the conversation we need to have with ourselves, is we need to chisel away all these thoughts and emotions and beliefs that we have about ourselves that don't serve us. And until we do that, we cannot begin to step into the next level or even our full greatness or whatever it is we want to do.
So what keeps us in so many ways? What keeps people from actually stepping up and taking action to pave the road? You know, what keeps us from that? And what I mean by that is, I know there's so many people, and myself including, you know, especially in my past, have had some incredible ideas and yet have not been able to take a step or an action. People that maybe want to go back to school, people that, you know, maybe want to change jobs. You know what I'm saying? It's, we've got all of the energy going on right now, but we haven't really taken that first step.
Yeah, well, that's where, you know, fear is one of the big reasons. But also, I will say, another main reason is we skip the first two phases of the process. When we say we want to go to school, a lot of times what we do is we skip and we just start looking at schools, or we may enroll in courses, or we may start reading certain things. That's moving into more walking the road, I would say. So we skip the first two, which is, what is it we need to, one of the main questions we need to ask ourselves whenever we want anything that is different from what we have right now, whether that anything is going to school or getting fit, having the desired relationship or career, the question we need to ask ourselves right off the bat is, what am I willing to give up to get what I want? Because we always have to give up something, and that's digging the road. And then we move into paving the road, which is, what do I need to shift within me to make it possible for me to start and keep going on this road? If we have fear about taking the steps to do these brilliant things that we have in our mind to do, really the fear is that we're inadequate, we're not enough to do it.
There, I was reading a special message, and I can't remember from where, but I have to tell you that this week is about conversations about fear. I did 2 hours of radio yesterday, mm-hmm. and I had two people that came on and talked about fear. Of course, Rhonda Britton, Fearless Living, and so the conversation had to do with how we move beyond it. But I want to ask you, because you cover this, in what you've created in when we step into our full greatness. And that is the relationship between trust and fear. Can you talk about that a little bit? And is paving the road where that comes in?
Well, actually, that trust comes in to digging up the road. Because if you ask me, why is it we hang on to things that
yep.
don't serve us, right?
Yep.
Well, the reason we hang on to it is because we don't trust that something better will take its place. So it's that bird in the hand is better than two in the bush, right?
Right.
It's what some people say. So in other words, you have to hold on to what you have because you don't know if you'll ever get it back or something else will ever come. And that's about trust. And so digging up the road, part of what we're digging up is the mistrust as well.
Exactly. Wow.
Yeah, and that comes into play. You know, trust is in every single phase. You cannot step into your full greatness without trust.
Well, we're going to talk about trust, and we're going to talk about what is next. You know, if you've dug up the road, if you've paved the road, then what does it mean to walk the road? So walking the road is the next segment that we're going to talk about. It's the next phase. We're here with Dr. Melody Ivory. Upcoming book, Step Into Your Full Greatness. And I want to make sure all of you out there have her website, because there is lots that we're going to be sharing with you. In addition to an amazing, amazing poet that she is, there is so much more. Go to www.melodyivory.com, MelodyIvory.com. When we come back, are you ready? Are you ready to take the journey? Are you ready to take the walk? Are you ready to open yourself for walking the road? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. For more information about us, go to www.thedrpatshow.com or drpatlive.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocoas. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Do you know how to live courageously? Have you mastered your own mind power to create abundance in every area of your life? With Dr. Joanne White's empowering seminars and books, you'll supercharge your own abilities. The success doc, author, speaker, life, and business coach will help you transform your life and exceed your expectations. Call 1-877-DOC-WHITE or visit docwhite.org to live your dreams right now. How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again? Would you like to learn how to take the weight off once and for all? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help thousands of clients reach their goals and stay there. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That's 888-311-7157.
Do you suffer from insomnia, body aches, fatigue, brain fog, digestive problems, weight gain, or anxiety? You may be dealing with unmanaged stress. The Stress Detective looks for the hidden messages within your stress and partners with you to create a wellness program to dismantle stress from the inside out. Learn to manage your stress, and you can stop illness in its tracks. Call Susan Tyler at 888-629-4949. Or visit StressDetective.net.
Everyone, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And, you know, I really can't do one of these shows without mentioning the music that you're hearing on the intros and the outros and what that song is about. But first, let me give some acknowledgement about it. You know, that song was written by Nick Johnson. Nick Johnson started as an intern with the Dr. Pat Show and became a top audio editing technical team member for the show. And he was a phenomenal and is a phenomenal musician. And so we were thinking one day, let's try a different song. And that was the song that was created. And so I get to play and think about Nick Johnson every time I do this show and get to hear that music. Outside of that, we're also going to share, because so many of you asked for the full version of the song. And so one of these days, we're going to play the complete song at the end of the show. But today, the song that we're singing is the song that will bring us to the place where we can step into your full and our full greatness. Step Into Your Full Greatness is an incredible upcoming book and series by Dr. Melody Ivory. And she has rewritten the rule book on what it means for us to be at that place in life where we do feel yummy, where yummy is the place that is the norm for us. We've talked about digging up the road. We've talked about paving the road. And now we're talking about walking the road. Dr. Melody, thank you so much for joining us here today. You know, walking the road, there's so many things we could talk about, but I'm so interested in what the essence of walking the road means for you and also means in the context of stepping into our full greatness.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here with you in this yummy show, Dr. Pat, and and walking the walking the road for me, when we walk, it's about options. It's about the path that we choose to take. And if you take the right path, new possibilities open up. That's how you know you're on the right path. You know you're on the wrong path when doors start to close and things look grim. And a lot of people are dealing with that right now. And it may not be their own doing. You know, it could be things going on in the workplace or at home that the things are shutting down for them. And that's a telltale sign you're not walking the road. You're not on the right path. And so in this phase, I outlay some of the paths that we can take. The first one is the divine path. And the rule for that is to grow your faith into decisive action. And actions are necessary to demonstrate your faith. That's what trust is all about. And that's what where we left off in the last segment, talking about trust. And as I said, trust is a core piece of all of the phases. When we trust that things are going to work out, we're able to take action. And that's necessary in walking the road. And here's
You know, some days I get up, Dr. Melody, and I feel like I've got, you know, some real spunk in my step. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I've got the swagger. I've got the moves. I'm doing the walk. I'm feeling good. As a matter of fact, I'm feeling yummy. And there are other days where I feel like I'm crawling the road. Do you know what I'm saying?
I know.
And so what I believe you're talking about, and please help us all out with this, is that your conversation and the conversation you and I are having is so that we can, you know, have that swagger in our step every day.
Absolutely.
Not just on an occasion, correct?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Not just when we do something good and people clap and cheer and we get accolades. What I'm saying is you can live this every day. And this is the way that you do this, is by following these rules, these invitations to stretch and grow from the inside out, beginning with digging up the road, paving the road, and now walking the road, starting with following the divine path. In other words, over 80% of the adults believe in a higher power or a God or something outside of themselves that is walking in concert with them. So the divine path is about allowing yourself to be guided to take the twists and turns down invisible roads. And we're not comfortable with that.
Yeah. You know, we have sort of been rocked a bit here, to put it mildly. Yummy would not be the word that we would use to describe sort of the outside conditions, the economy, whatever one would like to call it. We've been rocked a little bit.
Yeah.
One might say that, you know, there's been a jackhammer that's been taken to the road, whether we want it to be taken to the road or not. And, you know, in the walking the road, in this segment, in this phase of what you've created, does everything sort of reside here in terms of whether or not we truly, truly get to feel the incredible self-confidence that we could have in full greatness?
Yes, well, that's why the other two phases are important, because it helps you to build the foundation for being able to walk the road this way. And we didn't go through all of the various chapters and rules that are in each of the segments, so it may not be clear at this point. But in going through those other two phases, you build a strong foundation so that you can take this journey, you know, walk this path, using, first of all, you know, the understanding the divine nature. One of the things I talk about is the divine conspiracy, and it's related to the global meltdown that you mentioned. My belief is that a lot of these things, they're not accidental at all. I think it's no longer a lofty goal to follow our heart. It's a mandate. And that's what the divine conspiracy is about. It's you will do what you feel in your heart of hearts you're here to do. And if you don't, then you have to deal with the consequences of that. You're going to have opportunities to choose to do that. And if you choose not to, then there's more consequences to that. And so that's what I consider to be the divine conspiracy that's going on in a lot of people's lives.
When we talk about walking the road, you know, some days, and I know you feel like this as well, you know, or have felt like this certain points in time in your life, you know, we're walking, and it's really interesting that we're talking about this. And, you know, I'm going to bring something up that you might think is completely unrelated. But, you know, I got to ride on the airplane, and on the airplane there was the latest Wolverine movie. And, you know, for those action buffs, okay, yeah, you like the movie. But there is a part at the end of the movie where one of the characters, she's dying, but she has this incredible power that when she touches you, she can influence you in doing something. And I was really struck by what she had the villain of the movie do. Rather than shoot himself, she had him walk until his shoes would wear off and walk until he had blisters on his feet. And I was really struck by this conversation in knowing you and I would talk today, because sometimes that's what we experience. And it's not the walking the road that you're referring to, but we walk this road and we get the blisters on our feet and we wear our shoes off and we're still miserable and we think we're doing it right. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. And that's exactly what this segment is about. It's about, I call it the path we can take. And really what the paths are all about is to keep you from being in that state. For instance, one of the paths is the health path. And the rule that I have to go with that is talking about maintain equilibrium at every level of our being. Oftentimes when we are, you know, going after what it is that we want, one of the first things we do is start wearing ourselves out. We overwork ourselves. You know, we work and we're working so hard, we start stressing ourselves out. We're not eating well. We start gaining weight. Our body starts to break down. And what I'm saying is, as you're walking this road, one of the things you need to, opportunities you have is to do it in a way in which you are still at your best. You have the best health. Because without your health, you don't have what you need to be able to do what you need to do. Because wellness brings forth the possibilities. So that's one of the pathways. And I talk about happiness and wealth and creativity in addition to the divine path and reflection as well.
So when we come back from break, we're going to be talking about, you know, that thing, that moment, that yumminess that shows up when walking the road for you is not about that anymore. But you've now moved into this place of being the road. Dr. Melody Ivory is my very special guest today. We're so thrilled to have her on the show. And for more information about her, please go to her website, melodyivory.com, melodyivory.com. When we come back, the place of being, what is it like to not have that separation anymore? Well, Dr. Melody is going to talk to us about that and much more. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Dr. Pat Show Network. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Visit thedrpatshow.com for show listing.
Sign up for the weekly newsletter to get advance notice of guests, events, and special offers. Visit thedrpatshow.com and get ready to live life full out.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Learn more and live well with their amazing line of superfoods. Available online at macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Or call 541-846-6222.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2010 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2010 good timing guide today.
Margaret McElroy is an internationally recognized psychic, medium, and gifted spiritual teacher, graduating hundreds of students from five continents, a popular magazine and newspaper clairvoyant from nearly a dozen publishing houses. She's authored 8 books and hosted syndicated radio shows on over 30 stations around the world. Margaret says there's never been such a thirst for metaphysical knowledge. Check out her website at margaretmcelroy.com. That's Margaret, MCELROY.com.
Are you tired or struggling to get to where you want to be in your life? Want some help getting to that next level? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and passionate champion of your complete success. I'm excited to give you powerful books, teas, and coaching to help you easily transform your life from the inside out. Now is the time to make your life sing. Visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive by Dr. Melody Ivory joining us here today. And we have been down the pathway. We started out with talking about step into your full greatness, what it means. And looking at some of the new rules. And when we looked at that, Dr. Melody so brilliantly created a great way for us to have this process be revealed to us, digging up the road, paving the road, walking the road, and now this last phase is being the road. You become what you practice consistently, but what does that mean? You know, can being the road, can we achieve that, and what is it going to take? Dr. Melody, thank you so much for joining us here today. You know, it almost seems like being the road, it's like what you described before. If you've ever sort of been, you know, behind the wheel of a car that you love and on a road that's taking you somewhere that you want to be, you don't really think about the driving part or the mileage or are we there yet?
No.
It becomes this flow. And I wanted to ask you, being the road, is it about flow?
Absolutely, it's about flow. And flow is one of those, hard to describe, but when you experience it, you know what that's like, moment where,
yeah,
you know, everything just kind of stands still. You have no worry, no fear, no pain, no tears, and you're just in a state of bliss.
Mm.
And imagine living your day like that every day. You know, I have this conversation with my husband all the time. You know, we have a competition going. Who can feel the best every day, right? So we go back and forth. I feel better than you. No, I feel better than you. You know, because we're just both like in a state of belief that you can wake up every day. Yes, I have a lot of work to do, and sometimes I feel like I'll never get it done. And yes, I'm busy all the time, but at the same time, I'm having the time of my life. And I don't really, you know, I don't care, you know, whether or not things are happening on my timetable or looking the way. So in other words, you let go of the attachment. And really what makes that possible is the process that you have for life. It's how you do this thing called life. And that's what this whole step into your full greatness is about. And so I laid out in those other phases, you know, part of the process is you have to let go of what does not serve you. You have to let go of the rubble, the inner and the outer rubble that's on your road, in your way, standing between you and your full greatness. You have to pave the road. In other words, you need a solid foundation anchored in the conversation with yourself that propels you forward in other aspects. And you have to walk the road. There's various pathways you can take. What's the right ones to take to open up the new possibilities? And then you move into being the road. Well, you're starting out with the first rule, which is about living in full greatness or the practice of full greatness. And the rule is, you know, you have to evolve your practice into mastery. A lot of times we get stopped because we want everything to work and we want to do it right from the beginning. We want it all and we want it now and we want to do it perfectly instead of taking the small steps. Conscious change requires conscious thinking, feeling, being, and acting. So we need to take small steps each day to produce those big changes, and we don't allow for that.
What is it that and I actually don't know, but I want to ask you, I want to get your opinion. You know, what is it that allows most people that get through the first three phases of this to pretty much bail out and not be able to, you know, step into the fourth, which is being the road? You know, what is it that creates the bridge from walking the road to being the road? And what is the thing that most often derails people?
Well,
meaning now I'm on the side of the road and I might even be a little roadkill. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think it's one of those things. I'll call it, we become a zealous gardener.
Oh.
And what that means is we plant seeds and we water them and water them. And when we don't see the things coming up from the soil, we're going to go in and dig it up and take a look and see what's going on. So we keep digging it up. We're like overzealous gardeners, you know. It's like, okay, yeah, show me the results right now. If I don't get it right now, I'm not going to do this anymore. So it's impatience, it's lack of trust, and that leads to that behavior where we cancel ourselves out. And so what I'm saying is okay, if you truly take on one potential way to look at this work, is you could take each of the chapters and just focus on each one independently, putting the time into mastering, for instance, digging up the road or the first step or releasing the myths. And you spend time. Say you just take it one chapter a month. There's 21 chapters. It'll take you almost 2 years. But at the end of the day, you will have mastered each of those aspects, and you will be less likely to give up on being the road.
Well, I mean, honestly, even if it does take 2 years, what is being created here is a way of being. It
yes.
is something that's not temporary. I mean, once this is mastered, once one masters what it means to step into full greatness, you have something that is with you. It's an imprint. I mean, it's not like you're going to wake up after 2 years or 1 year or 1 month or however long it takes and all of a sudden go back to that which you were. Not if we're mastering. Is that correct?
That's exactly what I'm saying. And being, you are in flow when you have mastered the process. You have changed your process. Not when you have mastered the information, when you have mastered the process. So practice is what closes the gap between your potential and performance, and that's step one in being the road, is practicing. Do you know, Tiger Woods, you know, we all think about him. He's considered one of the best golfers ever. Do you know that he practices about 6 hours a day and when he's not incompetent? About 6 hours a day.
Uh-huh.
But he's the world's best golfer. 6 hours a day. Now, imagine we committed time like that to practicing the rules that we needed to follow, you know, digging up the road, the process that we needed to follow to step into our full grade. If we put that type of energy, not even time, just energy and commitment into it, we would get there faster. We would get to the point where this process is automatic. And we would get to the point where our life looks and feels the way we want it to feel and look.
Mm. Wow. Dr. Melody Ivory joining us here tonight. You know, Dr. Melody, thank you so much for today's conversation. Clearly, we really did scratch the surface a bit, but there's so much more to this, and that's why we're doing an entire series. I would love to know what your personal message is for our listeners tonight, and thank you so much for joining us here.
Well, thank you so much, too. And my mission is to help people to see them through my eyes, that they really are living works of art. And as a living work of art, you're always in this process, whether you know it or not. You're always having to let go to bring in something new. You're always needing to create the solid foundation and needing to walk in the outer world toward the goals that you want and ultimately being the road to your full greatness. And I invite you to continue this journey with me, and I look forward to each and every one of your listeners being able to step into their full greatness.
Well, thank you for joining us here today. I want to remind everyone, this is a book that is in process. You're getting a sneak peek at it. For more information about Dr. Melody Ivory and much more, lots of incredible things on our website, go to melodyivory.com, melodyivory.com. For more information about the Dr. Pat Show, or if you've missed any part of this show, or if you want to find out more, we have an entire series. We've done several or have had several conversations. You can certainly go to the drpatshow.com website and download each and every one of these. You're going to want to put these into your bag of tricks to remind you of your full greatness. Until next time, know that today's show and Dr. Melody Ivory has a special gift, and that gift is offered to each and every one of us. If you've heard something tonight that has inspired you, please share it with another. That is what we're doing on the Dr. Pat Show. We've just now launched the 2010 Holistic Makeover and Pay It Forward campaign. Please join us and step into your full greatness. We'll see you next time.
Dance on curtain call.